Hello, and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you during the COVID-19 crisis. Today, our special guest is founder of the David Horowitz Freedom Center and author David Horowitz. Our co-host today is Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega. I'm Tammy Sue Baker, and now, direct from their home in the beautiful Ozark Mountains, here's your host, Lori Baker.
Hello, everybody, and thank you, too, for the applause. I'm grateful for that, and thank you for inviting us into your home. We love you so much, and you do not want to miss today. Okay, I've gotten cards and letters about having this amazing man that Jim and I absolutely love and appreciate, David Horowitz. We are so honored to have David with us today. And real quick, before I introduce David, and then we're going to let David just go, and get ready, everybody, because he is a truth teller. And, you know, Jesus is a truth teller. And I will say, David Horowitz, he tells the truth of what's really going on. And all of us want to know. All of us want to know what's really going on. So we're going to hear all of that today. But I just want to introduce, if you don't know David Horowitz, I can't believe you don't if you don't, but if you don't, you're going to love this. David Horowitz, he is the founder and president of David Horowitz Freedom Center in Los Angeles, New York Times best-selling author of the book Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. His newest book is titled, here it is, Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. So, this is David Horowitz, who we have come to love, and we have huge respect for him on so many levels. So, David, welcome to the Jim Baker Show. We're so excited to have you today.
Thank you, Lori, and thank you for all those kind words.
Well, we mean it. I mean,
we're all in a battle. We're all in a battle here.
That's right. And I'm so excited today that you're going to help us understand even more of what's going on. And you do lay it out in this book. I just want to put this out there at the top of the broadcast about the offer that we have today.
The offer is Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win book offer, where you're going to receive one of the Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win book for a donation of $25 with shipping and handling included. Or you can get three of the books for a donation of $70 donation to the ministry. And again, this is a book that you're going to want to read today, a book that is going to explain what is really happening and what's behind on all the left just hysteria about President Donald J. Trump.
If you can get more than one book, I strongly suggest you do. I strongly suggest you go for that $70 when you get three of the books, because this is something you're going to want to share with your children, with your family members, with your friends, with who your pastor, whoever it is in your life. I know this. I want all of my grown children that are, well, even the ones I'm still raising, even the grandchildren, I want them to know the truth so that they won't bow down and take a knee for anybody except for Jesus. So anyway, that's right. That's right.
Three people do not kneel to other people. Only a divinity.
That's right, David. That's so right on.
Well, and I just want to say, you know, being a young woman myself, I have devoured this book. And, you know, I just want to tell you, Mr. David, I am so fired up with the truth that you have put in this book. You know, and as mom said, yes, get it for your children, get it for your grandchildren, because there are so many lies that are infiltrating through the mainstream media right now.
That's right.
You know, my husband, he does the news for this ministry and for our show.
Yes.
And I told him, I can't keep up with it. The deception, the lies, I don't know who is right, who is wrong, who's telling the truth. You know, but right now we have Mr. David Horowitz, who... And I'm just, you know, he reveals to us, he's uncovering us, you know, right now in his book, the truth. And whenever I look at what you've written and how you have so amazingly just laid out before our president, Donald J. Trump, before he even entered into the Oval Office, the attacks and the regime that they were creating behind the scenes to destroy him, and he had not even had a chance yet to even enter into the Oval Office and take his position. And if you don't believe that that is an attack, if you don't believe that they have come against this president, well, here it is. Mr. David's going to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
And he's going to lay it out to you. And church, I am telling you, army of God, body of Christ, mm-hmm. today you better open your ears, open your eyes, take your head out of the sand, and understand the true fight and what is truly at stake for every Christian, every believer, every religion, no matter what religion it is that
right.
is out there right now.
Absolutely.
You must understand what is at stake.
Absolutely.
And Mr. David, he lays it out for us. He's telling us the truth. Yes. But you know what this book did for me? I believe in our president.
Yes.
But after I read this book, I told my husband, even more so, I will stand with our president.
That's right.
Even more so, he has my vote. Because Mr. David laid out the deception and the attacks. And I literally sat there and said, if one man can stand up and stand against all the attacks from the enemy, all the criticism that has come against him,
yeah.
then guess what? He does have my vote.
Absolutely.
And I will stand with our president.
Absolutely.
Because he has stood with the church. He has stood with the believers. He is protecting our religious freedoms right now in this nation,
mm-hmm.
in America. And right now, our religious freedom is under attack.
That's right.
This ministry and every conservative voice who is out there is under attack now. They are under attack. Whenever I look at what's come against this ministry, we are fighting for the life of the Jim Baker Show. When the government agencies have come in here and they have tried to stop us, and the moment they told us with the product, Silver Solution, they said to cease and desist, we did it. We obeyed the government the moment we received that letter. And we said, how do we reason together? How do we work together? But guess what? There is a greater agenda. It is not about a product. It is about the voice and the platform that we have, that we bring, the voices like Mr. David that we bring you truth.
Yes.
See, they don't want you to think for yourself. They want to remove anyone who thinks for themselves, anyone who brings truth, they want to remove it.
They want
but
to
this
control
ministry
it.
Has come under attack. They are demanding our names, addresses of our congregants. That should worry you. That should rise up a fight inside of you. They are demanding to know the financial contributions that you have given, that you have sowed into this ministry. They are demanding to receive all the sermons that Pastor Jim and any pastor or any myself, anyone who sits on this set, they are demanding the sermons from this broadcast. This should be alarming to you.
Yes.
This should bring up inside of you the concern to say, I should fight, I should stand for this ministry and every conservative voice out there who is being taken down.
Yeah.
And guess what? They are slowly being taken down, and they are being taken down silently.
Yes.
And God showed me one day as I stood in that conference room with our board and our legal team, God showed me, Marisola, either one of two things will happen. Either you will not fight and they will take you down silently, or you will rise up and you will fight and you will take me along with you and you will allow me to use this ministry, use this platform, and you will fight for what is right. So guess what? We choose today. We have chosen these last few months. We have chosen to fight. And yesterday I spoke to my dad and we were sitting together as a family. We had a family meeting, and guess what we said? I told Dad, I said, are you ready, Dad? Because guess what? We believe in the book of Revelation. We believe in Matthew 24, where it says, the church will be persecuted for my name's sake. That is what the Bible says. And I told Dad, we are truly living in the last days. And if we believe the entire word of God, then right now, we as a family, do we choose to take on that mandate? And do we choose to take on and understand that the persecution is coming? And it's not only coming, but it is here now. And either we will bow down to them, to the government officials, either we'll bow down, or we will do as our president has done. We will fight for our rights. We will fight the good fight that God has called us to fight. But I just want to say to you, Mr. David, you say something so powerful in your book, and I want you to speak to this because I believe it's what our viewers and our partners need to hear.
Yes.
This is what you said. You reveal in your book top 10 lies the Democrats have told you. And one of them, number 7, Republicans are religious bigots. No, Democrats are, you state. And here is what you say in your book. Religious liberty enshrined in the First Amendment is the foundation of all American freedoms. Their view, the Democrats, their view of religious liberty is you can believe anything you want, but keep it to yourself. If you don't, we will harass and sue you out of existence.
Mm-hmm. You can see from the the riots and the things these radicals say, they hate America. They want to destroy America. But America is built on a religious foundation. Our country was created, settled and created by Protestant Christians. 98% of the original settlers and the people who made the Constitution were Protestant Christians. Their idea was what they called the priesthood of all believers. Before the Reformation, you could only get to heaven by going through the Catholic Church and its priesthood. But what the reformers understood was that churches, governments, they're human institutions. And we all know, if you have a religious view of the world, you understand that the problem is us, that we have built in us free will and the capacity to sin and the capacity to do evil. And therefore, we're the problem. So the founders of the country, as good Protestants, believed that every human being created by God has a one-on-one relationship with their creator. No priesthood, no church can intervene between or mediate between an individual soul and its maker. And that is a very radical idea. It makes everybody equal in the eyes of their creator, which obviously makes a lot of sense. That's what America is built on. My book is a guide to the civil war that's engulfing us, my book, Blitz. And let me say, this is a kind of red letter day for me because the president, President Trump, tweeted today that people should get this book, Blitz. He said it was a hot book by a great author. My mother would appreciate that. But it's nice to have the president endorse your work.
I just have to give a hand clap for that.
I grew up in the left, so I know this well. I felt like a voice crying in the wilderness for 20 or 30 years until Obama came along and began to teach people what the dangers of the left are. The left is out to destroy this country. They're totalitarians, they're communists, anarchists, fascists. It's all the same thing. They want the state, they want to control the state, and they want the state to control you. So they don't respect the First Amendment. They're shutting down. It started with religious institutions and organizations. It started back in the 60s with the attack on prayer in the schools. This was an attack on religious people. and on the freedom of conscience and the freedom of religious expression. As you quoted, Marcella, that the left thinks that religious freedom means you can think anything you want, but keep it to yourself. That's not freedom. That's what happens when you're a slave. And they started with religious people. They're still persecuting the Colorado baker for his religious conscience. And that's the most fundamental, you can't have freedom if you can't do that. But you wouldn't have the freedom to defend any of your freedoms or any of your rights. And the other thing my book showed, this book, what Blitz is a little different from Dark Agenda in that it focuses on a figure, Donald Trump, who fights back. And it shows you that fighting back is the key. It's the key to, you can't win if you don't fight. But if you don't fight, you're just inviting them to destroy you. And we've seen that in a horrific spectacle in our country in the last month, where you have these Democrat mayors who are leftists, they're communists, they don't like this country, and they didn't call in the National Guard or the sufficient police force. They're all Democrats. All these cities that are burning are run by Democrats. So first they're burning down the city centers, now they're occupying them. Soon they'll be taxing you. I have great faith in this country because it was built on individual freedom. People are going to be very jealous of giving up their freedoms. Right now, people are scared. I'm sure that you've all been horrified by the things people are saying. And saying, why aren't people saying no to this? Well, it's because they're scared. And so all it's going to take is for good, patriotic Americans to stand up and fight. And you can do it by going to a Trump rally or whatever, right, putting out a Trump sign.
What we have? You're going to love this. David. We have, Jim came up with, you'll remember these days when we had bumper stickers and we had our pens, remember these days? So Jim came up with this idea, I don't know how many months ago, and he said, vote your faith.
Yeah.
And so.
That's terrific. I mean, stand up for yourself. Stand up for your core, for what makes you who you are.
Exactly.
Don't get out of the way. I guess that's. And of course,
that's good. Now, I have to say one thing to our viewer. I just need to say this one thing. This is what the word.
I just got a message on my screen from Donald Trump Jr. My father needs you. That's the message.
Yeah. Well, Donna, listen. Well, let me just give this, and I'm going to tell. I want to say a few. I want to talk about who has endorsed your book. But here's what the scripture says. The scripture says Paul, right before he this was his charge to Timothy, who was his disciple, and what he said in 2 Timothy 4, he said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course and I have kept the faith. That's what we have to do, people. We have to fight the good fight. This is the good fight. This is what God is calling us to do like never before. And so just, you know, if you just go to your Bible and read it for yourself and whatever translation you want to read it, there it is. But I need to say this.
I wanted to say one thing, Lori, because there are people out there who say, well, I can't fight. I want to fight, but I can't. Look, you can fight in the way that's comfortable to you. You don't have to, you know, everybody is not in the front lines. The police are our thin blue line protecting us, but you can support the police. And and they need the support. So you can find a way that you can fight if you try.
You know how you can fight? Get out and vote your faith.
Yeah.
And I mean that seriously, because you know there's statistics, which maybe you've taught me, David. I don't even remember, but there, I need those statistics actually, people. There are statistics that the church, that the registered voters in the church, there's a high percentage that don't go out and vote. And it is shocking to me, because our son is in the army. This is what he our youngest, and here he is in the military, and being there so that we have this freedom,
yes,
to be able to go to the ballot box and vote. Whatever you want to vote, but at least you have that right to do that and that opportunity. And that is one way that you can fight that good fight. But David, real quick, I just have to say this for everybody. I want everybody to hear this. Advance Praise for Blitz, meaning your book. I'm just going to read it right off the back here. And when you get your beautiful hardcover book, if you're interested in debating deranged liberals with facts, yes, you won't want to miss this book, Donald Trump Jr. writes. Blitz is a must read for those who want to better understand what is really, yes, happening in the idea war for the soul of America. One of our good friends, Governor Mike Huckabee. An indispensable book, Blitz, explaining why today's Democrats are so dangerous and why President Trump is their nemesis. One of my favorite people, by the way, Mark Levin. I listen to him all the time. Anyway, Blitz is the latest must-read from Horowitz. Insightful, hard-hitting,
yes,
controversial, and uncompromising. Ignore him at your peril. Peter Schweitzer, brilliant man. This is the book your anti-Trump relatives and friends should read as a clear moral indictment of the anti-Trump left, as he has been written, Dennis Prager. Unparalleled insight to the current political climate, how we got here, and what it means for 2020 elections, Sean Spicer. Horowitz recognizes the left's goals and how to stop them. This is a must read. Charlie Cook. Listen.
Yeah.
That is massive endorsements for this book.
Yes.
And then when you just told us,
unbelievable,
the tweet that
the president just put out. I just saw the tweet, and I want to tell you something. This could,
yes,
perhaps be the most important election of our lifetime.
Yes.
This is the president versus the nation, almost. The president is going up against institutions that are taking over cities in America. And when I was driving this morning over the radio, another city is being taken over by Antifa,
yes,
and this social justice movement,
right,
taking place. Portland is being taken over. We're starting to see liberal cities being taken over, demanding for the police to be defunded, demanding for the mayors to resign, demanding for institutions that have created America to be who they are today, to be dismantled right before our eyes. And here we are in one of the most important elections in America's history, I believe. And don't forget, your vote, what you're standing for, is at risk. If you're a Bible-believing church member, you need to get out and vote. If you're a person that believes in still having the American way of life, you need to get out and vote. If you are a person that believes to have a constitutional right in America, you need to get out and vote. This perhaps can change the trajectory of the future of the way of life as you know it. Us as believers, the only thing that is holding together the religious freedoms in America, I believe, is the president of the United States. You can disagree with me. You can tell me I'm wrong. That's your opinion. But what we have gone through in this ministry for the right to preach the gospel across the world through the media that we have and the platform that we have been offered to do, whether it be social media, whether it be television broadcasting, we are fighting for the very life of the right as a Christian to be able to do what we feel with our religious rights to have. And that is being threatened. That is being probably one of the greatest attacks. And I want to tell you something. Someone is calling it already one of the greatest miscarriages of justice that is taking place in America, where religious freedoms are being taken away right before our eyes. And the problem in this whole matter is that the church leaders, the church itself, is asleep. They don't realize that this is perhaps the beginning of the persecution that Jesus talked about. I don't know what your idea of persecution is, but I want to tell you something. When you're in the middle of persecution that has never been, when they're suing your ministry, when they want to erase your history, when they want to go after your religious freedom, I don't know about you, but that's persecution. Yes. And the Bible says we will enter the birth pains, and we are right now. And Chuck Pierce said it yesterday in one of the programs that we filmed with him, that we are in Revelation days. Pastor Jim, our father, has preached about this for almost the last 22 years. We have entered the revelation. And when your persecution of your religious freedom is at stake in this election, you better wake up. We are at the precipice of one of the most unbelievable elections of our history. And when I saw the president and over 10 million people already retweeted that you need to get this book. Well, you know what? Get this book right now. Not only you're going to be informed, not only is it going to help you understand what the left's agenda is towards America and towards the president, but you're going to help this program stay on the air.
Right.
The Voice of the Prophets Network is needed more than ever. Sure, you can go and see David on other programs for 5 minutes, but here we're going to give him a platform to speak for more than he gets to speak about in other platforms. But again, your support, when you donate, when you order this Love Gifts, we want to give you back information and tools to prepare you on how to have those conversations with people that disagree with you. Again, the numbers on the screen, you can write right now. You can also go to the website. The most important hour is right here on The Jim Baker Show to be able to bring you truth that you're not going to hear anywhere else.
That's
remember,
right.
Vote your faith. Whatever your faith is standing for, we know what our faith is.
Right.
We know what we're standing against. And I want to tell you something. If we don't fight now, I love what Maricela said, it's going to be too late tomorrow.
That's right.
Don't go away. We'll be right back after this special message.
Thank you for watching today. My name is Mondo.
And I'm John.
And we want to just take a few moments to talk to you about Seisho water products. John, this has been the staple of our family. This is something that we use on a daily basis. And the days that we're in right now calls for this type of filtration to have at home, to have on hand. But I want to tell you something. About 75% of the water that we drink is away from home. This right here, the Seisho water bottle, is the ideal water bottle to have on the go. Not just a water bottle, by the way, but what makes this so special is the filtration system that this water bottle has that makes it so exceptional compared to any other product out there. This is one of my favorites for one reason. The type of filtration that it uses, it takes out chemicals and it takes out what else?
As well as your aesthetics, your chemicals, your dissolved solids, radiological, bacteria, and even biologicals that are harmful microscopic pathogens that you're gonna need to be able to have. We've been seeing, Mondo, so much taking place around our country right now. And one of the things that we've been hearing reported is an escalation in the possibility of more hurricanes this year. A lot of scientists are predicting up to 19 named storms that we could potentially have hitting our coast. And that's one of the most important things because we're seeing already high water levels around our country, flooding taking place. And one of the things that they've been saying is it's so expensive to fix water problems throughout, whether it's Flint, Michigan, California, many places that we're seeing large amounts of contamination taking place. So they're saying it's so expensive to fix these problems that it's cheaper for these places just to pay the fine. So one of the things that you can do for yourself today is call in, call us at 1-888-988-1588 or visit thejimbakershow.com. This is a very, very important thing because it does take out many of the contaminations that are in the water today.
Yeah, today's offer is 6 Seisho Extreme Survival Water Bottles for a $165 donation to the ministry today. You get the 28-ounce capacity. It's gonna filter 100 gallons per bottle. And if you get 6 of them, that's 600 gallons of water, filter water, by the way. Seisho has become a staple in our home. I keep saying that, but I'm telling you, every time we drink Seisho, it reminds me of Carl Palmer. And Carl Palmer has become the leading voice when it comes to purified, clean water and why it's so essential to have the right product on hand, on the go today. And Pastor Jim prophesied in New Year's Eve that water was going to be the key factor for 2020.
So make sure that you take a moment right now to call us at 1-888-988-1588 or visit thejimbakershow.com. And don't forget, you can even write to us at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615.
Let's get back to the program.
You know, David, I have a question. Who is really behind the riots and the destruction in the cities?
You know, I just had this thought that people should know. These Antifa radicals, these anarchists, they're followers of Lenin, who led the Bolsheviks and did the revolution in Russia. The first thing that the communists did in Russia when they came to power in 1917 was to burn 100,000 churches and to execute priests. The first step is to get rid of the police and the military so that the society is defenseless. And when they have a free reign, that's what they're going to do. These are evil people.
Yes.
And look, unfortunately, the left has been on the march for 40, well, as I said, since the Democratic Convention of 1968, since the 60s. So it's 50 or 60 years. They're very, very powerful. The biggest corporations, they're afraid of the left. But our universities, our schools, our K-12 schools, if you have your kid in a public school, they're in danger. These people have no respect for youth or innocence. They will indoctrinate. They are indoctrinating students. They've driven conservatives out of the universities and the schools. I haven't been able to speak at a college in 20 years without bodyguards.
Right.
It's just terrible. It's really terrible what's happened. People don't realize it. And everybody is under attack. You know, it's easy, the attacks on religious people have been going on so long, it's easier for them to take down religious people, except that religious people have, you know, with Roe v. Wade, they began to fight back, right. And that makes it much harder for them. But they're taking down, you know, well, they tried to take down my organization, MasterCard and bank and Visa stopped processing our donations. You can believe it.
David. I just want to say, this is the agenda. This is what they are doing. If they can stop the finances flowing through these organizations, these conservative voices, that's what they've done. The credit card processors, they are a part of this agenda.
It has a name. It's called deplatforming. And if you, Antifa has a handbook. It's called the Antifa Handbook. You get it for 99 cents on Amazon. And Here's what the book says. It's a very academic book, but here's what it says. Anybody who disagrees with us is either a white supremacist or a fascist and has to be shut down. We have to take away their platforms. We have to use any means necessary so they don't have an evil voice in our society. If that means killing them, we do that too. And they train to do that. So these are very dangerous people. And they're protected by the Democrat Party, and they're enabled. Those mayors, that Democrat mayor in Seattle is responsible, and then the police chief, I mean, they're pathetic people. But they encourage the takeover of their own city. Same thing that the terrible Democrat mayor in Portland. They've set fire to Portland. They you know, control it now. I think, you know, there's always an unintended consequence. And the left is showing its teeth now. And because they've intimidated people for a start, except for Trump, they feel emboldened to do more. They never know when to stop. But they're revealing themselves to America, and America is going to fight back. I always give this example of the in April 1940, Hitler had overrun all of Europe except England. The Japanese had run over all of Southeast Asia, Manchuria. And Gallup took a poll. And the poll question was, should America get involved in this war? 81% of Americans said no, because America is a wonderful country. People have a good time. Yeah, they got a lot of opportunity. They can be very creative. But then came Pearl Harbor the following fall, and that roused America up. And there's a kind of Pearl Harbor in this. I think Revelations is appropriate too. These are very terrible times.
Do you hear, you know, I just want to say just quickly, do you guys hear what Mr. David is talking to us today about? It is so powerful. You have to get this book. You have to get this in your hands, and you must read. You know, what have we been taught? Knowledge is power. And right now, he is bringing forth knowledge. You know, and that's what I believe. You know, when truth prevails, it's hard to take down the mind when there's truth, when there is knowledge, when there is good knowledge that is being shared. And this is why we bring these voices, Mondo,
that's
because
right.
we have to have an understanding. We have to wade through the deception that is taking place in our nation right now, is the news and everything that's happening. Yeah. We have to have voices who are going to bring forth the truth. But when Mr. David just said, he just taught us the deplatforming that is taking place. Mm-hmm. And that hit me to my core. Because when we sit here as a ministry, and when our credit card processing came to a halt overnight with no explanation, no accountability whatsoever, mm-hmm. and when these companies, our merchant servers, are holding close to $2 million, this should be alarming to the church, because it will be your church next.
That's right.
And we are surviving by the grace of God.
Amen.
By the hand of God, we are surviving. And you know what that tells me? That tells me that God says this platform will prevail against all odds, against all attacks. God says, I will allow it to go forth because I have called this ministry. I have ordained this platform. But we must wake up to realize that it is happening right before our eyes. The persecution, the deception is taking place, and we are asleep. We must wake up. And Mondo, we have to get to the news.
Absolutely.
Because what is happening and what's happening in the news, I can't even believe that we are hearing this.
Absolutely.
On our news right now.
Absolutely. Breitbart is reporting right now at least 24 arrests as Antifa militants attack French police during health workers demonstration. On the edges of the protests, a few hundred Antifa Black Bloc militants used the demonstrations as an excuse to attack the police. The Daily Wire is reporting Atlanta police officers not responding to calls in multiple zones come after DA charged officer with murder in Rashard Brooks' case. Atlanta police officers each patrol one of six zones covering some 500,000 residents who live in city limits. They also cover Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. 34% of American voters think second civil war is likely. One in three voters believe that the United States could face another civil war soon. Greenwich Times is reporting this news. As protests spread to small town America, militia groups respond with online threats and armed intimidation. Bloomberg responding to what's happening in the economy right now. Pandemic could erase more global wealth than financial crisis. New Beijing outbreak raises virus fears for rest of the world. Wall Street Journal reporting Germany sees largest local COVID-19 outbreak since lifting its lockdown. More than 600 employees of the meat plant tested positive for coronavirus. U.S. fighter jets intercept eight Russian warplanes just miles from Alaska, crossing the line North Korea's to mass troops near border, and slams mongrel dog South Korea after blowing up embassy building. One of the most important prophetic voices in this hour is Chuck Pierce, and he talks about North Korea. This is out of Reuters. Taiwan warning off intruding Chinese aircraft for fourth time in 9 days. The Chinese J-10 fighter plane and YA propeller aircraft, often used for surveillance missions, enter Taiwan's air defense zone. The Epoch Times, Chinese tourist sentenced to 3 years for attempt to export military radio to China. The San Francisco Gate reporting state media, Iran tests fire cruise missiles in naval drill. The report by the official IRNA news agency said the missiles destroyed targets at a distance of 170 miles and said the test took place during a naval drill by Iran. Breaking Israel news. This is very important. Turkey threatens to unite all Muslim countries against Israel. Israel's plan to extend its sovereignty to the Jordan Valley and parts of Judea and Samaria will destroy all hopes for lasting peace in the Middle East. Turkey's top diplomat said if they occupy power, meaning in Israel, crosses the red line, we Muslim countries must show that this will have consequences. This is coming from the Turkish foreign minister. Mm-hmm. WND reporting, talking about China, reports, warns China has high-tech weapons to attack America's power grid. Mm-hmm. China has used stolen U.S. technology to build three types of weapon that could be used to destroy America's power grid in a surprise, quote-unquote, Pearl Harbor attack that could kill millions, according to a report from the independent EMP Task Force on National and Homeland Security. Our dear friend Vincent Pry is warning, and I quote, the U.S. should be very concerned about a scenario when China uses nuclear space weapons, perhaps ICBMs and IRBMs with specialized warheads to quickly sweep the skies of U.S. satellites, even at the risk of losing PRC satellites, which could then be replaced with a surge of satellites launched by China to capture the high frontier and cripple U.S. military capabilities. End of quote. Significant public and private actions is needed, this is part of the report, to prepare for and recover from a catastrophic outage that could leave the large part of the nation, meaning the United States, without power for weeks or months and cause services failures in other sections, including water, wastewater, communications, transportation, healthcare, and financial service that are critical.
Yes.
And again, we got fires in Arizona going wild. Pastor Jim talked about fires being one of the warnings of a judgment of God.
I'm so heartbroken over this. I know this area
so
well.
Firefighters are battling three large blazes across Arizona as the state also grapples with a jump in coronavirus-related hospitalizations. Again, I got a lot of headlines, but watch the earthquakes. There was a big one, a magnitude 7.4 earthquake just occurred northeast of New Zealand, the USGS said.
Okay, so this is the reason why we have to prepare. Yes. This is the reason why but I heard David say this earlier. He felt like he's been for years a voice in the wilderness crying. Mm. Those are the exact same words Jim Baker has said as since I met him and since you met him 22 years ago. Like he feels like he's been a voice in the wilderness crying out.
And the other one has been Dr. Vincent Pry. So you got David Horowitz, Vincent Pry, and Jim Baker saying the same statement because three different fields connected to preparation.
That's right. Yeah. And this is why, you know, this is why you sound the alarm so that we as the body of Christ, we as believers can prepare ourselves. You know, and that's Pastor Jim's mandate is to sound the alarm, but not just sound it. You know, we can tell you the news articles and what's happening, but we were called, we have been called to prepare you with the tools, you know, to give you the tools for your family so that you can prepare for your neighbors, for your church. Don't be a victim. Right. And this is why Pastor Jim has offered for years food, 30-year shelf life food, because we are watching the four horsemen of the apocalypse. They are riding right now, and the church must prepare. In 2020, for his word for 2020, he was so passionate and said, prepare with food, prepare with water, and we have those tools. We want just quickly to remind you the food is back in stock right now. You can get the prepared pantry 60-mil bucket, and that is for a donation of $155, including shipping and handling. And that will be 13 varieties of food. Or we also have the six prepared pantry, 60 mil buckets for a donation of $845, including shipping and handling. Get prepared with food. 30-year shelf life food. I always tell my family, I always tell people in my life, what will it hurt you to be prepared? What is it going to hurt? You know, God says he calls you wise if you prepare. And see, you know, he calls you wise. So prepare now. But also, we have the Seychelles back in stock. We have the Legacy seeds. The Legacy seeds are back in stock. Many of the products that we were waiting on with the manufacturers and working with all of our faithful teams that have been working on the products that they provide to our ministry, they are back in stock now. So go to our website, jimbakershow.com. You can see everything that's available. Pastor also said water, you know, and Steve Quayle said water is so important for the days that we're living in. Listen to the watchmen. Listen to the alarm that is being sounded today, but prepare. Call us at 1-888-988-1588 and do something today to prepare for you and your family.
Yeah.
Don't go away. We'll be right back after this special message.
Thank you for tuning in to the Jim Baker Show. We're just going to take a quick time out from our guest here, but I'm John and Mondo's here. And, you know, we have so many offers right now that we want to talk to you about. But one of the important things is that you realize what is going on in the world. And, you know, Mondo, it's on Pastor Jim's heart to really make sure that each of you out there are prepared.
Absolutely. And one of the biggest headlines right now, violence spreads to 140 cities in America. Another one here, NYC, meaning New York City, looters target high-end stores. Destruction in Santa Monica as troops take the streets. We're seeing riots all over this nation like never before. We are living in unprecedented times, but for us, we know that we are living in biblical times right now. As the book of Revelation unfolds right before our eyes, we're seeing the time of trouble that Daniel spoke about like never was before, and the time to get prepared is now. So this is what we did. We reached out to Augustine Farms and we said, can we get the 60 meal bucket back in order because our partners want it, our partners love it. And this has been one of the essential meal buckets that we have offered on the Jim Baker Show. Now, I want you to know something. This is a 30-year shelf life supply of food, and you're not gonna get this anywhere else at this price. This is for a $155 donation to the ministry. What do we receive in this recipes that when you order the 60 meal bucket?
Well, today when you call in, you will receive a total of 24 pouches, 60 meals, 13 varieties, and in this you have strawberry-flavored cream wheat. You also have maple brown sugar oatmeal, buttermilk pancakes, Spanish rice, mushroom rice pilaf. Also have creamy chicken flavored rice. You also have spaghetti marinara, cheesy broccoli rice, black bean burger, hearty vegetable chicken, as well as creamy potato soup, sweetened banana chips, and morning mousse low fat milk.
This is the Prepared Pantry 60 meal bucket. What you need to do right now is pick up that phone, 1-888-988-1588. You can give us a call right now, or if you prefer to go to the website, jimbakershow.com, you can put your information there. Everything is electronic check if you're using the website, or if you're gonna call the operators, they're gonna ask you for your information, and just know that the process is very easy and simple to do. So when you call and ask for the 60 meal bucket, you're gonna receive 13 different recipes in this food bucket. You name them all. My favorite is the bean burger, the pancakes. Look at these amazing pancakes. This is the quality of pancakes that you wanna have when you're in a time of trouble. This is the type of quality that you're gonna wanna eat. And I wanna tell you something, the peace of mind, knowing that the recipes will look like this when you bake them, when you cook them. This is the type of food that you're gonna wanna know that you have the quality when you order this 60 meal bucket. Or you can write us today. If you prefer to write and send in your check or money order, you can write us today at P.O. Box 730, Branson, Missouri, 65615. You can write us, give us a note there, and order this food right now. For me, the best way to do it in order to see the full menu, as they say, is go to the website, jimbakershow.com. We have different types of options that you can order. If you want the 6-bucket offer, if you want the 12-bucket offer, we have those available for you today as well. But today, $155 donation to the ministry. When you call, you can order this amazing meals, get your family prepared. This is the scripture that I want you to understand why we do this. That is Proverbs 22, verse 3. The wise see danger ahead and avoid it, but fools keep going and get in trouble. Wow. In order to prepare, the Bible calls you wise.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you something. It's not so crazy to get prepared nowadays.
Right.
More than any other time in your life, in our life, we need to get prepared. Stand with us today. Stand with this ministry. We're praying for our nation. We're praying for the church. We're praying for revival and awakening. And you know what? What if the awakening begins with a meal? Do it today.
You know, Nana, the one thing I love hearing you say is that this ministry provides the tools for you. We talked to you about making sure that your heart is right with the Lord and asking him into your heart. And those that have fallen away from the Lord, who have backslidden from the Lord, I was one of those people. I was born and raised in church. You know my story if you watch on a regular basis. But I went away for many, many, many years. And then one day, I just felt like it was time, because Holy Spirit was wooing me and he was drawing me back. And on an Easter Sunday in 1989, I just decided, I'm going to go to church. And I went to the great church, Phoenix First Assembly of God, now called the Dream City Church in Phoenix. And I will always be forever grateful for that invitation to know Jesus again and to come back as a backslidden woman who always really loved Jesus. I just wasn't completely committed in serving him all the way. But when I met Jim Baker, you know, it's kind of funny when I think back at it. One of the first things he calls it a date, but, you know, it was a bunch of us all together, and it's sweet that he calls it a date. But we went to the observatory in L.A., and he starts teaching me about asteroids. And I'm like, asteroids. Oh my goodness, never thought about asteroids. You know? But it's in his book, Prosperity and the Coming Apocalypse. And he even let me read the galley, they call it, before it was actually, you know, put out in hard copy. And we have all of Jim's books available for you. And he said then, and Mondo remembers this, he said,
one day they will be bestsellers.
They will be bestsellers. And I believe he's right about that for a fact. The other thing that happened was Jim started teaching about the Revelation, the book of Revelation, because when he went through the most horrible tragedy of being put in prison for a crime he didn't commit, and when they took him away and put him away, they gave him a 45-year prison sentence. He served 5 years. And what he did during that time was he studied the book of Revelation word by word by word. And he looked it all up. This was he didn't have a computer to Google. To go in and he went into and studied every single word, the original translation of it. And from that, this is it right here. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely the greatest revelation teaching you will ever hear, and you will see where we are right now. So order it right now at 1-888-988-1588 for $100. And that is a donation to the ministry. Or you can go to our website, jimbakershow.com. You can still write us at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Our time is done for today. And we are so grateful for each and every single one of you who have stood with us and are standing with us, and you're sending in your donations and you're ordering products and you're writing your checks and you are praying, and we need your prayers, and we pray for you every single day. As Jim always says at the end of every broadcast, I can't say it the way he does. I wish I could, and I even asked him the other day, I go, honey, how do you say it the way you do? You know, he's like, God loves you. He really does. And he does. And we love you. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for watching today's program. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to the Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.